From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Linda Evans, reading Small Towns Can Be Murder, Book 4 of the Charlie Parker Mystery Series by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Small Towns Can Be Murder. Chapter 1. New Mexico is a land of contrasts, hidden deep within the Sangre de Cristo mountain range. From north of Santa Fe to the Colorado border are dozens of little hidden towns. Part of the old Camino Real, that legendary trading route between the settled world and the Wild West, these quaint adobe enclaves hold tightly to their secrets, no matter how dirty. Sally Burton and I were in my Jeep driving north on I-25, just leaving the Santa Fe city limits. My name is Charlotte Louise Parker, a CPA by profession, partner with my brother Ron, in a private investigation agency in Albuquerque. No one actually calls me Charlotte. I'm Charlie to everyone who knows me. Sally is our part-time receptionist and a good friend. Sally had called me the night before, sounding blue. Her husband, Ross, had just found out he'd have to work this 4th of July weekend, canceling plans they'd made for a backpacking trip together. Ross works in construction, and with the recent slump in building, must have felt that he'd better take the work no matter when it came. Sally called to see if I'd be interested in taking his place on the trip, loading a 40-pound pack on my back and carrying it off to some spot that has neither toilet facilities nor takeout food, ranks right up there in my book with stuffing matchsticks under my fingernails. Sally knows this, and as an alternative suggested that we take the day off and drive north. Sally's hometown of Valle Escondido is about 90 minutes out of Albuquerque, and does at least boast some paved streets and a few